Blogging is a great way for people to get their message out there, to share something that they're really passionate about, and perhaps to challenge people's opinions. I'm joined now by an award-winning disability blogger, Chloe Teer. Chloe, tell me a little bit about your online blog, please.
I am 22 years old. I've been writing a blog for about 7 years. So I also have cerebral palsy and I'm partially sighted. But I only became partially sighted about 3 years ago. Prior to that, my blog was called Life as a Cerebral Palsy Student, which focused on me being a student whilst having cerebral palsy. So my blog, well, it started with my GCSEs, kind of followed me completing my GCSEs, A-levels, and university degree. So education was kind of where it started. And then probably for the last 4 or 5 years, I kind of broadened it to explore like the barriers that disabled people might face, or even just language and disability, kind of what it's like to be a disabled young person.
So you run your blog and you work full time, and previously, before working full time, you ran your blog alongside being a full time academic student. So that's really impressive. So how do you find managing all these different avenues of things that you're working on?
Not gonna lie, it has been very hard. Like initially it was kind of my own little diary, really. I didn't share it with anyone. No one knew I was writing it for the first 2 years. The way I've managed it, really, is just kind of scheduling time to do things. But also, writing is a really good outlet for myself and is something that I'm really passionate about and enjoy. You know, it's my way to relax, you know, if I've had a bad experience or even a good experience, that might kind of turn itself into a blog post. And the way that I kind of get through that is to write about it. So like, for example, I was involved in a disability hate crime a few years ago, and it wasn't the best thing when you were trying to do your A-level exams to mentally process. But the way I kind of got around it was writing about it. That really helped when I did.
I think you've posted a lot of things that are really relatable for people and very helpful, like managing pain in lockdown, your working from home survival guide, and things that you wish you'd known when you were losing your sight. So actually what I was going to say is, like, how do you decide on the content and topics then? But really it's all coming from your personal experiences.
Yeah, you know, I think growing up I didn't know anyone with cerebral palsy, you know, and I got to the age of 15 and was like, I cannot be alone in experiencing this. So, like, my blog always stemmed from I don't want anyone else to feel alone or to feel like that they're the only one going through something. So when I do write content, in mind I have people who are in the same situation to me but might be younger, for example. So to kind of, like, you know, reach out to the, you know, young adults that are struggling. But I've done quite a bit on supporting parents. So like parents who have young children with cerebral palsy, just because there's no information out there. You get told you have it, your child has a diagnosis, you might get a leaflet and then you're almost sent on your way. You know, you don't know what the future's going to hold, you don't know really what it's like. So I kind of, you know, I'm honest and I kind of want to just maybe give them that little bit of insight. I think, thirdly, it's the general public, you know, so if we get, you know, to kind of slowly educate people in a way that's informative, honest, and quite often humorous, because that's the way we process information. Although I like to think my work is relatable, I hope that it kind of educates people as well. You know, I did quite a lot around language and disability. And, you know, it's from my perspective, but it kind of was insightful for non-disabled people to read.
So have you found from your blog that many people have reached out and read your blog and it's really leveled with them in a way? Have you found, like, a new community of people from this?
Yeah, definitely. So when I was 15 and started writing, I didn't know anyone with cerebral palsy. And now I know a lot of people with cerebral palsy, and a lot of people who are disabled, whether that is sight loss, chronic illness, And that's the network I've built through writing. You know, some of my best friends are disabled. And I think that common understanding and ground is something that has really helped me. I've had parents reach out to me to ask questions about their children or just to say thank you. So lovely when I receive a message, just to know that it has helped someone. I was actually doing a fundraising stand for RNIB, and this like woman came up and I noticed her son was wearing splints, which is quite a form, like a common way to kind of manage cerebral palsy. And you know, it's not something you see every day, but it, you know, it's something that always does make me smile. I still wear splints, and I think kids can find it really anxious to do so, especially in public. But 5 minutes later, the woman came back with her son and was like, I'm really sorry, but are you Chloe Tia? And they'd been reading my blog for years and kind of knew everything about me. You know, the mum was saying how like she read, her son was 12 and she like read him like some of my posts that were relevant and that they really helped him, which was honestly the loveliest thing ever. Just to be able to say to a younger person, you've got this, like things will be okay, is quite a rare like opportunity to be in. You know, it wasn't a school friend saying that, or a teacher or his parent. It was someone with the same condition as him who had been in that position saying, I've grown up and you can do it.
For the second year running, you've been named one of the most influential disabled people in Britain by the charity Show Trust on their Power 100 list. So what do you think is the secret to the success of your blog?
You know, I think originally my blog was a case of I wanted to show everyone that people with cerebral palsy could achieve things. And I think over the years that mindset has developed and it's become, there are good things, there are really rubbish things, these things need to change and this is how it is. I think it's that honesty and the way that, you know, don't beat around the bush. I'm not afraid to kind of cover the more controversial things, because I think if something needs to be said, I'll say it. And I think that potentially is something that makes my work more relatable.
Chloe, what would you say are your hopes for the future of your blog, or your hopes in the future for your Chloe Tier brand?
The goal is to always be true to myself and be honest, and to just be able to be that person that people can relate to. Again, especially younger people, I think it's so important that the content they see online represents who they are as well.
A very big thank you to the lovely Chloe Tier for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio. You can stay up to date with the work of Chloe Tier by subscribing to her blog at chloetier.co.uk. If you hit the subscribe button, you'll be notified whenever she posts a blog, which is usually around twice a month. If you would like to stay up to date with Chloe out with her blogging content, you can do so by giving her a follow on Twitter at Chloe L Tier.